An about-face today from the Bush administration. Yesterday, White House officials were insisting they would force a vote on a new Iraq resolution by Friday, whether or not they had the votes. Today, spokesman Ari Fleischer said his boss is open to delaying a vote at the Security Council until next week in order to allow more time for negotiations with member states. The resolution faces the threat of a veto, and even without a veto, it might fall short of the 9-vote majority required in the Security Council. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration's original target for the vote was Tuesday, but faced with veto threats by France, Russia, and possibly China, and determined opposition from most other council members, U.S. officials from the president on down have spent the week on the telephone with heads of state and foreign ministers looking for votes. Today, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer would make no predictions about the outcome, but the decision to possibly delay the vote was telling.
I don't think it should surprise anybody that as it gets down to the very last stages of diplomacy, there are different ideas that can be discussed. There are different ends to reach, different routes to reach that end. And that's what you're seeing.
Fleischer acknowledged that the Security Council is divided not only on the resolution's March 17th deadline for Iraq to disarm, but also on its substance. Last night, Britain suggested a compromise side statement to the resolution, setting forth 6 specific steps Iraq would have to take in order to comply. The U.S. said it endorsed the concept, but the U.S. and Spain did not sign the statement. Secretary of State Colin Powell tried to explain the U.S. position in testimony today on Capitol Hill.
We watched and helped the Brits with this effort. We are in a period of consultation on the 6 tests. Not all of us have bought all of the various elements of the 6 test language, but we are certainly working closely with the British, with the Spanish, and many others.
Britain suggested adding the benchmarks in an 11th-hour attempt to satisfy other members of the Council, but Russia remained skeptical. French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin said France is open to all possibilities leading to consensus within the Security Council, but he flatly rejected the British proposal, saying it was based on the logic of war.
Je dis à nos amis britanniques comme à l'ensemble de nos partenaires du Conseil de sécurité.
I say to our British friends and to all our partners on the Security Council that if we are going to make proposals, they should be constructive and realistic.
Dominique de Villepin's comments incensed British and U.S. officials. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw called the French position inexplicable. Secretary of State Powell noted that France rejected the British plan even before Iraq did.
They're going to veto anything, any language, anything that comes along, they said they would veto. And then shortly thereafter, Iraq rejected it.
Even if one or more council members veto the resolution, the U.S. and Britain still would like to obtain a majority of votes in favor to give more international legitimacy to any military action. But Secretary of State Powell said today that the U.S. could choose to forego a vote under the current circumstances. Powell indicated a decision will be made in the next few days. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.